You're listening to Mucho Culture Radio, Community Voices.
My name is Evan Hickey. I've been an RBC employee since 1998, so going on 20 years. I got into RBC right out of university. Been a financial planner since 2002, so live in Bedford, Nova Scotia. I've been in the Halifax area since 1997. I grew up in Summerside, PEI, actually, small town in PEI. And was born here in Halifax, though, and always had a connection to Halifax. So it's been a great company to work for, a great career choice, I think, in my mind, being able to help clients. And early on in my career, started as a personal banker, so I help people with their basic day-to-day banking and credit needs and investment needs. And that evolved into our financial planning business. Well, if I wish I knew the name of the award or recognition distinction that was given to RBC a couple of days ago, but it was about sustainability and a financially stable financial institution or company. We were recognized, the first one in Canada to be recognized internationally. So from a stability perspective and I think the brand is very well known in Canada to be a leader in whether it be environmental or social sustainability issues and just community involvement. And, I'm pretty proud to work for RBC actually for all of those reasons. My advice would be to reach out to, if you have a contact at the branch to discuss or at any financial institution, to discuss your situation so that we can understand what the needs of that client are. They might not have to deal with a financial planner yet. Depends on their life stage, depends on their ability to at this point, based on their income, the ability to save, ability to manage their cash flow. But at the end of the day, our financial planning, the actual designation and title, I guess if you look at it from a formal perspective, the RBC financial planning business with financial planners, we deal with about probably 7% of the branch's clients. The rest of the clients are dealt with by very capable banking advisors and financial advisors who also give great financial planning advice. Client would need to reach out to their bank, discuss the situation, and they would most likely meet with a financial advisor or a banking advisor who would be able to uncover what the needs are with the client and make a referral to a financial planner, accredited financial planner, if the need was there. But really, it's the awareness side. It's people knowing that they probably need to do something about their situation and just having that. Maybe it's courage or maybe it's just the drive or the determination to get themselves in the right place financially. Sometimes we want to ignore the things that we know are potentially issues or problems in our life, and finances can sometimes be that. And we're used to dealing with it at banks. We're used to reviewing a client situation and giving them great advice to get them on the right track. So no time is better than the present.
Have a good time with Mucho Cultural Radio.